Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Connecting with Spirit. My name is Michelle Stoccatelli, and I am a clairvoyant medium, spiritual healer, teacher, and guide. And for the next 30 minutes or so, we will be connecting you with your loved ones and spirit guides. So during every show that I have, you will have the opportunity to call in, either to request a message from spirit or to even ask questions about mediumship, healing, spirit guides, or anything else. I wanted to explain a little bit about what I do before we take our first caller. Basically, I work with my own spirit guides to bring forward messages and confirmation from your own spirit guides as well as your loved ones. So if I take your call and there's someone that you're hoping to hear from or something that you're hoping to hear about, I ask that you try to relax and just allow the energies to flow and allow spirit to bring you what you need, because often what we feel we want tends to be a little bit different from what they know we need. And I do strongly believe that spirit always gives us exactly what we need in this moment. Okay. And so also it's important to note that messages from spirit differ than a full private reading, which is what I do professionally. Private readings are meant to be very in-depth and very personal. Some personal information will come forward from spirit during a public forum such as this, but they do tend to be mindful of what they share about you or about your path, because they know that, you know, you have to be, we're very considerate of your level of comfort, basically. Okay. So just try to relax and enjoy. And if one of your spirit guides comes forward, I'll explain a little bit about who they are, what their appearance is. And it's important to know that spirit guides are just like us, only they're not currently incarnated. They have already learned all of the lessons that we are here to learn. And when they come forward with an appearance and as well as even an accent or any sort of, you know, physical characteristics, it's because it helps us feel more connected to them while we're here and while we're kind of not in the same level so much as they are. Okay. And so another thing to note is that I don't want any information about you before I connect with your energy. So when I ask if something resonates with you, I like yes or no, or maybe, or you don't know, simply because I want to give spirit the opportunity to bring forward all of the information that they can to help you know that they are with you and that they do love you and care for you so much and want to help you on your own path. Okay. So without further ado, let's take our first caller. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hello. Hi, Michelle. This is Selena. How are you?
Hi, Selena. I'm good, thank you. And are you calling to ask for a message from Spirit, or do you have a question?
I'm calling to see if there's a message from Spirit for me.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do is I want you to just relax, and I'm going to connect with your energy, and then we will see who wants to come forward, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay, Selena, so as I'm connecting with your energy, okay, the first time I'm actually noticing is almost like I feel a bit off balance, like I'm going to fall over. And when I feel that physical sensation, that tells me that you're likely having difficulty maintaining focus and actually feeling balanced with varying degrees or varying aspects of your life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And so when I also feel this, sometimes I don't know if you actually feel this physically or if this is more of a symbolic gesture that they're showing me, but when I feel that, it's almost like I feel like I'm falling to the left, and it tells me that you really are having difficulty staying on track with what you know you need to do. And when I feel all this too, I'm also feeling a lot of energy around my heart chakra, which tells me that there's anxiety in there. So it's almost like the fear of being wrong or the fear of letting others down. It feels like those kind of things come up for you a lot. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. Okay. And so what I also feel, Selena, with you is that, okay. Okay. Oh, and it's important to know, as one of my wonderful friends mentioned, when you hear me saying things like, okay, that's me listening to spirit. Okay. And sometimes I'm listening, kind of talking with them before I give their messages. So just, I'm not talking to myself, I'm talking with spirit. So what I feel with you, Selena, is that what I feel with you, I do feel a guide coming forward, actually. There are many spirits around you, though. We all have loved ones, even ones that we haven't met, like if you never met your great-grandparents, there are always going to be spirits that want to come through. But when we get an opportunity like this, the one who needs to come forward the most in order to help you with the short time that we have is going to come forward. Okay. And so I do feel a guide coming forward for you. And this is your healer guide. And healer guides, how they help us is that they can work with our energies. They can, you know, help work with the chemicals in our body to try to help us restore balance, restore our health, to feel as energized as possible. And yours is coming forward as a female vibration, and she's showing herself, oh, okay, and she's showing herself kind of she's very serene in the face, and I feel that she's got these long, wavy, blonde locks of hair, and she's showing herself carrying this basket of, I see herbs, and I see, like, wildflowers, and I feel like she's walking barefoot, very peaceful, very long skirt, you know, kind of, she has, like, a very bohemian kind of hippie vibe to her. Okay, and I feel her name is, well, she calls herself Gypsy, okay, so I'm going to go with that. But she's a healer guide, which means she has a lot of information and wisdom and understanding about how to help you achieve the healthiest possible state in your life. And what she's telling me is that, okay, she's saying that you've had a hard time kind of getting to this place within yourself where you feel like you can do things for yourself as opposed to kind of doing for everyone else. Does that make sense?
It does, yes.
Okay. And so what she's also saying, too, is that, okay. Okay. And what she has me doing is it's like I'm taking this huge deep breath, and she's saying that you have always kind of had the difficulty slowing down in life where it's hard to obviously enjoy the moment if you're kind of anxious about how things are going to go or anxious about what you're doing. But she's saying that even as a child, it wasn't always easy for you to kind of stay in the moment and kind of enjoy what was going on. Does that make sense to you?
It definitely does.
Okay. And so what she's saying is, and she's putting her arms around you, and I feel like she just got so much love. She's got, I mean, she really does have this beautiful hippie vibration with her. I can see like a peace symbol on her cheek, and it's just, she's hugging you, and she just wants you to let it out. She says that you never let it out. You kind of hold on to it, and she's trying to encourage you to let it out, because sometimes you think, when we feel these sensations in our body, and she's telling me that you kind of sometimes wonder if something's wrong. But she's saying that a lot of this has to do with the stress that you're carrying. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So she's just trying to get you to let it out, because she's saying you're not letting it out. You're not letting it flow. You're tensing up, and you're kind of, okay. Yeah, it's almost like like, do you sometimes feel like you almost hit this brick wall? You can't get over it. You can't go around it. But you're trying to go forward. You just don't know how, because there's this wall in front of you and you don't know what to do next. Does that make sense? Because this is the image I'm getting.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. And so what Gypsy is saying is that she really wants you. She's taking you by the hand, and she's like, there's always a different path. If this one isn't the right one and it's not working for you and you're not going forward the way you hope, that just means it's not for you. It's simply not for you. And now it's time to kind of step back, regroup, and take, you know, step back far enough that you can actually look at the whole picture as opposed to just seeing what you think is in front of you and what you really think you want, and ask yourself, am I really doing what I know that I need to do or what I know that is right for my path? Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Okay. So what she's trying to get you to do is to reevaluate some of the, not the choices so much, but more of the goals that you have. Okay. And to bring focus more back to your own path and allow yourself to just be in the moment a bit more to understand what it is you feel on the inside. Because she says there is a bit of a disconnect between your mind, body, and spirit. And this is where that imbalance comes in, which is what I felt when I first connected with your energy. And so she's saying that if you start to pay attention more to the cues from your body, as well as everything else, that you'll start to recognize what it is you need to do next. Okay, does that resonate with you?
It does.
Okay, good. Did you have a question for Spirit today, Selena, from one of your guides or anyone?
Well, and I guess it goes along with that. So there is a situation that I'm trying to figure out the next steps, and I want to continue connecting with this person, but I definitely feel like there's some stuff we need to talk about. But are they thinking that maybe it's not the best, like, I guess, recommendation to, like, continue on that? Is that kind of the same thing as what I was getting with some of that message, or...
Well, Spirit will never tell us whether or not we should continue with the relationship or not. They cannot interfere with our paths. What they can do is offer guidance strictly for your own path, though. So what I feel with your guides is that the word I keep hearing is, like, there's hesitancy. There's hesitancy in moving forward. There's hesitancy in your choices. You're second-guessing the kind of way things are developing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so you have to follow what makes sense to you. You know, if it's hard for you to verbalize it or hard for you to even think about it without kind of going off on different tangents when you're thinking about it, then write it all down. Write what that I am supposing this is a relationship. Write what positive things or aspects that are bringing this into your life. Are you finding that you're not liking who you're becoming, or if you're not finding that you're resonating with the energy of any of this? You have to do what's right for you, and to not force yourself into a situation that maybe you already know isn't right for you. Does that make sense?
It does. I mean, are they saying that they feel like it's not right for me, or that's what you're picking up?
They
or
can't
is that
say
just
that.
An example?
That's really just an example. They can't say that. They can't say, oh, you should definitely get out of this, or, oh, you should. It's important to know that spirit, whether it's a loved one or a spirit guide, they can offer loving guidance and so much of it, but they cannot tell you whether or not to do something, because every opportunity, every situation that we're in provides us the opportunity to learn a lesson. So whether we, you know, whether you stay with it and it provides you an opportunity to learn something different, or you know, remove yourself from that situation, all of it provides you with the opportunity to learn. And that's what we're here for. So it's not, they're not, when spirit comes forward, they're not so much focused on, oh, you know, we have to get you to this place of pure, you know, wonderful enjoyment all the time. What they're focused on is helping us learn the lessons that we've come here to learn, which means sometimes we have to go forward without having the answers, because we need to find out more about ourselves along the way. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
And I think above all, the most important key here is that you need to learn to trust yourself. And trust what your intuition is telling you and your gut instincts, okay? And if you're not quite sure about that, it means that you need to, like she was saying, to take that step back and take a big look at everything around you. Don't just look at what's in front of you. Don't look at just trying to, you know, solve one thing. You know, it's time to take a step back and take a look at the whole picture, step by step, and kind of come to terms with how you're feeling about everything, not just one or two aspects of it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Selena, I hope that was helpful. Do take, you know, take her words and think about it and see where you kind of go with it. I wish you all the best, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate your help.
Okay, bye-bye. Yes, and that's one of the things that we have to recognize, is that spirit will always give us what we need. They'll help us. They'll guide us. They'll assist us and support us and love us through anything that we go through. They never judge us. They understand that we're here to learn, that, you know, some of the things that we'll think about from our past, oh, you know, they watched me make this horrible mistake, or we watched us do these horrible things that, you know, we don't resonate with now. They don't think like that. They think in the terms of, they understand that we came here to learn some very difficult lessons, and that will put us in positions to, you know, not be able to always do what, you know, what we would do if we had all of the information. You know, like they say, hindsight is 20/20, and you have to give yourself that break. You have to allow yourself that freedom and that space to just be in the moment and to not judge yourself for the things that you're thinking and the things that you're doing, to accept yourself for who you are, and know that at every moment you're given the opportunity to learn more about yourself, more about this path, and more about everything that you are about. Okay, let's take another caller. Hello, may I ask your name?
Hi, my name is Julia. Can you hear me okay?
Hi. Yes, I can, Julia. Hi. And did you want to be connected with spirit today, or did you have a question?
Spirit, please.
So I'm going to connect with your energy. I just want you to relax as much as possible, and we'll see what we feel. Okay, Julia. Okay, Julia. So as I'm connecting with your energy, what I'm noticing predominantly is I feel very tired. So I feel like there's probably not enough rest going on there. But I'm also noticing a bit of pressure building in my head, which tells me that either you're prone to headaches or that you're very much prone to overthinking. Does that make sense so far?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay. Okay, Julia. So, and what I'm also feeling too is like I feel a bit of heaviness in your energy, which tells me that it's time for a lot of healing. And I feel like you already know this, though, that you know that you're reaching a point in your path where you need to devote time to yourself and work on, you know, accepting and forgiving and letting go. Does that make sense to you? Because I feel like you already know that.
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, so Julie, I do feel a loved one energy coming forward, and I'm going to describe them to you, and I want you to let me know if you recognize them, okay? And so it's important to know when I bring loved ones forward, I don't try to get names, just simply because it's so easy to quickly invalidate a message if I get the incorrect name. If I know it strongly, I will definitely say it. But how I work with loved ones is that they'll tend to give me their personality and memories and kind of things that they only people that really knew them would know about them. And so what I'm feeling with you right now, Julia, is it does feel like a love, female vibration. And she has kind of a motherly, grandmotherly vibration, which tells me she was probably one of those to you, but I feel that she was probably a bit older when she passed. I do feel like she was probably, I'm hearing 70s or 80s, so I'm going to go around that time when she probably went home. I feel with her personality, though, that she was very, it feels like she kind of had a way of doing things. It feels like she had a very, I don't know if the word is unique or very set in her way type of way, but she always had a way of doing things. And I feel like she was someone who, it feels like she had her certain quirks about her that everyone loved. And I also feel like she was someone who, I feel like for as much as she could, she tried to keep busy. I don't feel like she liked to kind of sit around and just wait for time to pass. I feel like she tried to do things with what she could do at the time. I also feel with her that she was someone who, and so what I'm also feeling with her is I'm feeling like issues with the, well, I feel like the throat and the chest, which tells me that those are probably areas where she felt some discomfort before she passed. But it's important to know that she doesn't feel that now. Often when someone comes forward, especially if it's their first or second time, I'll feel what they were feeling just before they passed. Are you starting to recognize her a bit?
Yes, I do. Okay. It's my grandmother.
Okay, good. Oh, lovely. Okay, so your grandmother's coming forward today, Julia, and she, well, I can see her smiling. It's like she, I don't know if she ever held her hands when she was happy, but I feel like she's like holding her own hands, and she's just beaming. And I feel like she's coming forward today. And it's like she's got this care, this care in her eyes as she's looking at you. And it's like she's saying, you really need to rest. You really need to rest. I feel like this rest will bring you the healing that you need, because it feels like, yeah, I don't know if it's been lost or transitions that have happened in the last while, but it feels like some things have been going on for you that you kind of haven't given yourself the time to fully process them. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And so she's saying it's time to allow yourself that period of opportunity to allow all those energies to flow, those emotions to flow, because it feels like there's been, and what I also feel sometimes a bit in that chest, it can be the emotions that have been held back. And what she's saying is, you know, it's okay. It's going to be okay, and you have to let it out. Otherwise, you're going to be carrying that fatigue with you, because when we feel this kind of fatigue, it's not just a physical fatigue, it's an emotional, mentally draining fatigue. And the reason this happens is because if we don't give ourselves the time we need to heal, especially from loss or from separations from people or any sort of major life event that has been difficult for us to get through, any life challenge, if we don't give ourselves that time to fully process it, it can really bring our energy down, because we're carrying it all with us. So it feels, you know, it kind of literally feels like the weight of the world on our shoulders. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. You're right on target.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so what she's saying is, because I'm seeing a symbolic, you know, it's like you get up every day and you're just putting more and more stuff into this big bag and kind of putting it over your shoulder like Santa, and you're trying to bring it with you. And that's just a symbolic image of you're trying to take on too much and carry too much. And she's like, it's time to let it go. And she's, you know, opening that bag and, okay, looking at something, and, you know, you're looking at it and deciding, do I really need to carry this with me, or can I let it go? And, you know, she's showing me one after the other, you're taking these situations and all these emotions out of this bag and setting them aside and starting to forgive and starting to let go and to feel lighter and happier and more free again. Because I do feel like this is a time over the next few, well, probably next few months at least, where it won't be easy, but the more that you do it, the more that you devote to that, the healing, the happier you're going to be. And she's showing me, well, the image I'm seeing at the end of this is, you know, at the end, probably the end of summer or so, if you were to really work on this and give yourself that gift of time to work on it, sitting on the beach on one of those nice loungers and, you know, just allowing the sunshine and being happy. And I think that's an image you would really like to enjoy, isn't it?
Exactly, yes.
So please take this
to the beach analogy.
Really?
Sorry, go ahead.
Does it mean something? Yeah. Oh, it's okay. I'm pretty much done. So did it mean something to you, the beach analogy?
Actually, well, it's so funny you said it because my question is I want to move closer to the beach.
Well, there you have it.
So that's what I was calling to see, you know, if there was any guidance, because I feel like I'm in, like, what they call it, a holding pattern where it's like,
yes.
I want to go, but things haven't really lined up yet so that I can make the move. So that's why I was actually calling to ask, you know, if there's a sense of timing around when would be the best time and, you know, so everything can kind of come together and I can start moving forward.
Right. And so that's sometimes what we want so much to happen. It doesn't happen until we've gone through that healing. So the more you devote to your healing over the next while, I mean, I do see that image. It was very clear. I was enjoying the sunshine in it. It's beautiful. And I really hope that you'll take that time and take the message to heart that the harder you work to get to that place, the more likely it is to happen when you hope it will. Okay, Julia?
Okay.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, so many blessings.
Have a great day. Thanks for taking my call. Bye.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye. And so that is exactly why I love doing what I do, because Spirit knows what you need. I don't. They bring it through. And when they can bring something forward before you even have the chance to ask, that is just the absolute most beautiful validation, because it shows that they're listening to you and that they're in tune with you. They know what you need. They know what you're wanting to hear about. You know, it's not always going to be so simple. Sometimes it takes a bit, depends on what the situation is about or what your questions are about. But more often than not, at the end of every reading that I have, when I ask the sitter, do they have any questions for Spirit? And what my guides and I love to hear is, nope, they've already been answered. You know, then there's just no greater confirmation of this beautiful connection with Spirit that can be provided to you. Okay, so I think we'll have time for one more caller. And this week's episode and next week's episode will be only 30 minutes. But after that, we're going to be moving to a full hour so that we'll be able to take many more callers and do more fun things, because I do hope to provide lots of meditations and other such things. Okay, we'll take one more caller. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Hello? Hi.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Raj. R-A-J.
R-A-J.
My name is Raj.
Hi, Raj. I'm good, thank you. And are you calling to ask for a message from Spirit, or do you have a question?
Yeah, I have a question.
Okay.
The question is, I'm looking for a job, so I'm out of job, but I'm looking and I'm going to different places and...
Okay. Well, let me stop you right there. Let me stop you right there. I do mean, when you have a question, do you have a general question about mediumship or spirit guides? It sounds like you would like a message from Spirit regarding that, but I don't want to know anymore because I want Spirit to have the chance to bring that through. Is that okay with you? If I can connect with your energy?
Yeah.
Okay. So just relax, Raj, and just let Spirit bring forward those energies, and we'll see what they have to say. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Raj, so when I'm connecting with your energy, what I'm feeling is, and see, this is why I asked, I don't want to know anything beforehand when we do messages or readings, because then I don't like to know too much. I like to know absolutely nothing about a sitter before I connect. But what I feel with you is I do feel a lot of tension in the heart chakra area, which tells me that you're very tense about things that, you know, obviously aren't happening, but also just seems like you're tense in general, because it feels like you really have a plan for things to go a certain way, and it's not working out the way you'd hoped. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, Raj. And so, because we're very short on time today, I will, I'll see if I can get a guide to come forward that will answer your question. Okay, so what I'm feeling with you, Raj, is that your guardian's coming for it. And this is a guide that helps us with our physical protection, as well as helps us on our path to have those gut instincts. And yours, I do feel, is a male vibration. And he's showing himself as, I do feel he's kind of a Chinese warrior from way, way back when he's saying something about a dynasty. And I'm not very familiar with all of the history, but he's showing himself from that era. And I feel like he's wearing warrior's clothes and he's got a sword, but all of our guardians are very peaceful. They show themselves in this kind of appearance just to demonstrate how strong they are in their energy and how protective they are of us. And I feel like your guardian's name is, I'm going to write this one down because I don't, it's hard to get some of these names. Okay. Master. Sorry, I'm trying to get his name for you. It's a hard one to pronounce. Huang. Because I feel like his name is Master Huang, H-U-A-N-G, and that's what I hear. And he's coming forward today to say that, okay, so he's saying it's always been difficult for you to kind of let go of the outcome, which means that you try very, very hard with all of the things that you do in life, but that you're so focused on what will happen, but, you know, based on what you've tried so hard to accomplish, that it's hard for you to really enjoy life because you're trying to force things to happen or, you know, think about things about how they're going to play out, but those things usually are not within your control. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And so what he's saying is, especially with regards to the employment issue, okay, so what he's saying is that you've time to let it go, that you cannot, no matter how much you stress about it, it's not going to make anyone, you know, pick up the phone any faster or make any decisions any faster. It's a matter of being okay with where you are and saying, you know, I have to let it go. And, you know, instead of focusing that energy on what's not happening, focus that and transfer that energy into what else can I do? Okay, what else can I do in the meantime to make my goals happen? Does that make sense?
Yeah, but what does it say? What the spirit saying? Is there any possibility in the near future or what?
Well, there's always new possibilities, but as I was saying before, they're not going to say one way or the other when it could affect your life lessons or your path. Spirit doesn't just come forward and give you your future, like this is what you're going to do then and this is what you're going to do now, because they cannot account for the free will actions of other people. So that with that means that other people will be hiring you, right? So your spirit guides can't say, oh, so-and-so is going to hire you. They can give, you know, they can say, yes, it's very likely that it will happen within this period of time, but you have to do your work and, you know, make sure that you're doing everything you can to make it happen. But they cannot tell you that someone will definitely do this or that. And if anyone says they can do that, well, I don't know, you know, how accurate it could be, because spirits simply can't account for the free will actions of others, right? They cannot.
There is no surety in the spirit world, right? So they are.
Well,
just,
it's not that there's no surety. They might know, but they can't. They can't
interfere.
It's
just a hypothesis. It's just a speculation, right? This can go
that way.
Not a
speculation. They have a lot more. They have a lot more information than we do, but they can't interfere with our path. So if they tell us too much. Too much information, then we won't really be living our lives. We'll be just waiting for the next thing to happen because spirit said it was going to happen.
Whatever Huang is saying, whatever my spirit god Huang is saying, that any family member can say to me, just you keep on, just go on, don't worry about it, just take it easy and go along. What's the role of the Huang, my spirit guide, in this one? And I'm not saying it's you're just bringing this message forward. You're just a messenger. I'm not saying anything to you. Like I'm just saying to the spirit guide Huang, when he whatever he's saying, okay, let it go. Don't worry about the outcome. I know that's only anybody, family member and friend can say. So, but the spirit can see more than a human being can see.
Right?
So what is it he's saying in this man? So he can comfort me.
So that he can what?
He can give me so I can feel some peace and comfort in this. What can he say?
He's saying that the peace and comfort that you're looking for has to come from within. He says there's no amount of words or actions or anything that he can provide for you that you couldn't that will help you as much as you learning to be okay with, you know, where you are. Okay. And what I feel what he's saying is that. Because when we're feeling this tension with you, we feel it in your body, we feel it in your emotions. You're very, it's a very tense energy. And when we feel this, it's really hard for spirit to say, okay, this is going to happen. And then all of a sudden, oh, you're going to be relaxed. No, you're going to be worried about the next thing. So when our guides come forward to give us guidance, that's exactly what it is. It's not, oh, this will happen and you're going to be fine. Everything obviously will ultimately be fine, but it's a matter of what you're pouring your energy into. And he's showing you as someone who's always on the go and not stopping enough to reflect and to think about yourself as in terms of what can I do to improve how I feel. Okay, he's showing yourself as you're asking lots of people, you're looking everywhere, but are you really doing what you feel you should be doing? Are you doing what is calling to you? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense in a kind of yes and no, but yeah, well, I know what you're saying, but yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, he has nothing specific to say to me, right? Just to be
Well,
let it go. Okay, that the message I take it from it is just let it go, right?
no, it's
Don't
more or
worry about
less to
your.
look, it's like to look within yourself and to start working on being a much
Yeah.
happier, healthier person. But I'm sorry, Raj, that's all the time we have for today.
Okay,
Thank
all
you,
right, man.
everyone, so
Thank you.
much for this
You're
wonderful
welcome.
opportunity.
Bye.
I really enjoyed it, and I hope that we'll see you guys next week. God bless.